Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hook and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
McCullough.
Well, at least part of us are here. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you very much. Thank you, America. We are grateful to be in attendance tonight in the worldwide broadcast headquarters of Baldwin McCullough Radio here in the New York metro area. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Baldwin is on his way. Mr. Baldwin has had trouble with transportation this week. Mr. Baldwin has he's hit a bump or two along the way, and so he's running a few minutes late, and he will join us whenever he's allowed to at some point this evening, and I believe that it will be sooner rather than later. But anyway, glad you're with us. Have you noticed something? I just want to get straight into the topic tonight, because I had... You know, there's days as a father you just look forward to. I'm now going to digress. I was going to go right to the topic. I'm going to tell my story instead. There are days that you look forward to as a father, and then there are days that you just dread. And to me, the dread comes at odd times, because when you have a little 4-year-old and a little 1-year-old, and you think, man, nothing gets sweeter than their little smile. And then someone in your household, not me or the boys, comes up with a suggestion, I'm not saying who, to have a birthday party for the 4-year-old in one of these places called a bounce house or a bounce source or bouncy bounce or something, mostly because the 4-year-old's been watching a lot of Tigger lately. So, you know, the wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are wonderful things. Our tops are made out of rubber. Our bottoms are made out of springs. So he runs around the house, you know, jumping, hopping, bopping. And so we find this place to have his birthday party. And you think, wow, this is going to be fun. Until you get all of the kids in the same place together. And they bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce. And then they go to the next room and do some more. Like, you get, like, I don't know, 45 minutes in the first bouncy room, and then you get, like, 45 minutes in the next bouncy room. And then after bouncing for, like, an hour and a half, you're supposed to consume some form of what they call pizza that I seriously am convinced is some sort of secret CIA weapon to just rot people's guts. So we did the little birthday party today, and I'm fighting every tendency within me to be here upright. I hope you appreciate that commitment. But it was one of those days, and by the time we got home, I was just like so glad to be home. I just sent them all to bed. Just go back to your rooms. We're just going to bed. Happy birthday. Actually, no, we had a good time. About 6 or 7 friends came, and they did. And this one kid, man, he ate, I kid you not, the kid's not more than 4 years old. He probably consumed like 8 pieces of this cardboard stuff with cheese and some sort of red stuff on it. They said it was pizza. I'm not convinced that it was. Anyway, good time was had by all. The ankle biters are now in bed asleep. So we can talk about good stuff here on Saturday night. Have you noticed? So now I'll go back to the topic. 888-340-3373. Have you noticed that race is a touchy thing in America? Have you noticed this? I mean, the owner of the LA Clippers says some stuff in the privacy of his boudoir with a woman who's he's not married to. And in the boudoir, while he's in the boudoir with the woman he's not married to, he says some rather offensive things. I mean, it's not even a shade of gray. It's just flat out offensive.
Just grotesque. This man is a hideous human being. Mr. Sterling, Donald Sterling is who we're talking about. He talked about his girlfriend having black friends and not bringing them to his basketball games because he's the owner of the L.A. Clippers. So, I don't know if you noticed or not, this made news. You may not have heard, but it made a degree of news. There was a little bit of sports coverage of it, and then the nightly news coverage, and then the nonstop coverage of it on the cable channels, and it has obsessed every waking moment. Now, in the meantime, real things are going on in D.C., like you have generals coming forward confessing that Benghazi was actually a massive mistake, and we should have done more to get our SEALs to safety and everything else. But no, news coverage not interested in that. We're talking about some old guy who's a racist, who said some very inappropriate and morally abhorrent things to a woman he's shacking up with. And this is supposed to be, you know, some sort of obsession. We're supposed to be all outraged and indignant. And I have a hard time with that. And here's why I have a hard time with that. And maybe you can help set me straight. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. But have you noticed, I'm starting to sound like our afternoon guy on AM 970 here in New York, Congressman Joe Walsh. He does the afternoon drive show. Have you noticed, New York? Have you noticed, America, that we're a tad bit sensitive about this? That the race thing is like, meh. So this guy, and evidently this guy had a long history of it. Now, how he got a girlfriend that looks the way that girlfriend looks compared to him, you know, money, I guess, can buy you love. I'm not sure. But there's something there that's totally unnatural. But this guy's been a slumlord for years. He promised, like, I don't know, 20 years ago to, at his own expense, basically complete a set of Section 8 housing that was going to be set aside for low-income families. And he's never done that. He's never finished it. Started it, but never finished it. And since the 80s, he's been calling the players on his own team the N-word with some regularity to the coaching staff. Now, these are things that they've got witnesses to. That the only way we got this latest stuff is because his girlfriend, when they were in the boudoir, evidently mounted a microphone on herself somewhere and caught him saying it. So that's the big story. That's what the whole country just like kind of set everything else aside to discuss. And they wanted to talk about how this old useless human being is out there being a racist that he's been forever, as if that's news. And then so I did something interesting. I Googled racism and sports teams, which was an interesting thing to do. Because it turns out that here in New York, there's a team called the Brooklyn Nets. Now, they moved from New Jersey, and I don't know if New Jersey now hates them because they're in Brooklyn. I don't know how that works. How do you change states and cities and then still hope to have the same fan base? Maybe they don't. Maybe it's just Brooklyn kids getting down with it now. Whatever it is, Jay-Z, the rapper, is part owner of this team. And Jay-Z, the owner of this team, has said some pretty whack things himself about race. And, of course, he's African-American, so some people say, well, he can't be a racist because he's African-American. I don't know. I thought the definition of racism was you despised other people simply for the color of their skin. 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts on all this. Anyway, Jay-Z, married to Beyonce, and let her basically strip for the American Music Awards, and they basically had public sex in the opening act of that. He dresses all nice when he goes to his music functions, but when he goes to the Brooklyn Nets games that he's a part owner of, he's been a little provocative. And he's been interviewed, and he's been asked his opinion on different things, and he has called white people devils. And that's kind of an interesting statement. I'm just sitting here going, okay, that's not racist. No, he's African American. How can he be a racist? Because he's African. African Americans can't be racist. I don't know why. That's just what the society tells me. Society tells me that if you're African American, it's impossible for you to be racist. Now, if you hate white people or Latinos or Asians, especially ones you live in close proximity to in New York or Chicago, Detroit or Philly, I don't know what you call that. I guess it's just hating people of other races, but it's not racism. But in his case, he pronounced hate for the white devils. And then he showed up at the Brooklyn Nets bat. Now, remember, old crabby guy, L.A. Clippers owner, ugly, Jabba the Hutt kind of looking guy. He said his stuff in the privacy of his bedroom with his shack-up partner in the boudoir. Jay-Z wears a medal around his neck. It's a big, big, you know, gaudy piece of jewelry. It's about the size of an Olympic medal. And he wears it to the game, and this insignia that's on the medal is all about this group that says whites are devils and white people are devils. So I'm sitting there going, how can this be consistent? What do you think? We'll take your calls next.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
So it's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday evening, and we are thankful, whether you're watching us by way of television in one of, dozens of over-the-air television markets, Salt Lake City, Denver, Colorado, Dallas-Fort Worth, New York City, on two great networks, Biz TV and the UAN, or you're listening to the radio stations that carry us from New York City to San Diego, Fairbanks, Alaska, to Orlando, Florida, and everywhere in between, satellite radio, et cetera, et cetera. We're just grateful that you're with us. My phone number is 888-340-3373. I'm Calvin McCullough. Mr. Baldwin is tied up in traffic at the moment, but he'll be with us shortly. But I'm asking this question about why are we so ouchy about race in America right now? Because the guy that owns the Clippers, he's been a jerk since the 80s. He's been an avowed racist all of his life. He's never changed his view on this. He says offensive things, but they act like he just said them yesterday for the first time. People, here's the real condemning one. The NAACP of Los Angeles had planned on giving him some sort of massive, like, Lifetime Achievement Award or something like that for serving the NAACP community in Southern California. And it's odd because he's been publicly hostile to people of other skin colors for most of his adult life. But that didn't bother them. They were doing business with him. They were, you know, they were singing his praises, and he was giving a lot of money to the NAACP. So, I mean, on some level, you know, is everything buy? Can you buy and pay for everything? Can you be a racist and buy the NAACP off if you just give them a large enough contribution? Does race really not matter? Because here's something that disgusts me even more. And this is foul, friends. Last night, the Boston Bruins lost to the Montreal Canadiens. Now, I'm not a hockey fan. I don't follow these things closely. But it happened to turn out that an African, a dark-skinned person, an African-American, African-Canadian, I don't know what the political correct way of saying it, he's a black man. He plays hockey. Mr. Subban is his last name. I don't know his first name. But he scored the winning goal for the Canadiens. And what just started spewing from the Boston area were Boston Bruins fans on Twitter using the N-word. Just profusely tweeting that N-word this and this N-word that and this N-word. How does he even put on a pair of skates? Comparisons to apes and chimps and all kinds. The most vile, disgusting things I've ever heard sports fans of any team ever utter. And it was all focused at this guy because he scored the winning goal and beat their beloved Bruins. But I haven't seen a ton of news coverage about that. I haven't seen a lot of people going after the Bruins and saying what's wrong with your fans and how do you get them to make recompense here. It seems like when there's something to be gained by going after one guy and making a public case of it, but where's the condemnation? Why isn't Jesse hopping a bus and taking a bunch of people to get arrested in Boston today? I don't know. I just that is just avowed, disgusting racism on absolute display. And there's proof of it because it's all over Twitter. And yet, I don't know. That doesn't seem to be as big a deal as the guy that owns the Clippers. Last story. This is going to make some of you mad because you're not going to buy my premise. But Rutgers University of New Jersey fame, can put itself in the same disgusting category that the fans of the Boston Bruins are now, because they more or less forced Condoleezza Rice to resign from her agreement to speak at their commencement this year. Now, I don't know why a bunch of white leftist professors and a bunch of majority white students wanted to hurt one of the most accomplished women in all of American history. Friends, she was personally connected to the girls that were killed in the Birmingham bombings as a young girl. She speaks seven languages, including Russian, fluently. She's a concert-level pianist. She's been both the president and now the provost of Stanford University. And she served her country at two very high levels, national security advisor and then eventually secretary of state. And by the way, when she was Secretary of State, we didn't get anybody going on news shows telling us that it was some stupid video that caused a bunch of our SEALs to get killed. This is a woman of high accomplishment, of high honor, everything she's done fully with integrity. But you got a bunch of left-wing nut jobs at Rutgers that are just beside themselves that someone that's different than their ideological bent could possibly come and speak to their to their students. And so what you get is you get this overt pressure to try to take the Secretary of State and remove her from what I'm sure at least half of the students would have looked forward to greatly. So you've got Condi getting kicked out of the commencement speech. You've got the black guy that scores the winning goal against the Bruins, and Boston goes absolutely crazy, tweeting the N-word up and down the Twitter scope everywhere you looked. You've got Jay-Z, and you've got others. There's this kid, Latrell Sprewell. Remember what he did a few years ago? He choked a white coach that he didn't want to play for anymore. But did he get suspended? Did he get a $2.5 million fine? He dragged him across the floor for like 7 seconds before people could pull him off. You've had people in the NBA murder people and not get suspensions for life. This is intriguing to me. So why are we so ouchy about the race issue? Why did the nut job in L.A., the owner of the Clippers, get his wings clipped forever and the largest fine ever, and yet we hardly notice any of these other things? Do we only use the race card when it does bring some sort of personal advantage to us as Americans? I mean, let's just be really honest. Jay-Z's never been called out for calling white people devils. But that's easily as racist as anything that Donald Sterling said, and Jay-Z still has his owner's seat sitting there on the floor next to him. Hey, speaking of somebody that does not embody racism in the least, Stephen Baldwin's back in the house.
What's up, homie?
How you doing? Welcome. Traffic was rough.
You and the president are my homies. Remember?
That's right. That's right. That's right. Obama's your homie. You got
no,
reason for that.
I said Obama is a homie.
He was your homie.
I referred to him as. I think I said something like, homie made this bed and now he's got a lot.
That's exactly what you said.
And then the reporter guy was like, did you just really call the president of the United States homie?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
I did.
And a bunch of people got bent out of shape. Similar in the way you're describing now.
Yes. And when we come back, we'll take your calls. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Why is America so ouchy about race? Or are they manipulating it? We want to know what you think. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
McCullough live, and we are live, and he's Baldwin.
Hey.
And I'm McCullough.
How are you?
You going to put your ears on so you can hear what
yeah,
people are
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Saturday night, and we're back in the studio. Steven's been traveling the world, and you're back. You were gone last week,
yeah.
Bollywood
today
or something.
Somebody, oh, right. Yeah. Well, I went to Tampa
yeah.
to the IFA Awards.
Right. You didn't tell me you were going to be gone on a Saturday.
Oh. Well, it's because I didn't know the schedule of IFA.
That is helpful.
And who knows that I might not have been able to broadcast live from IFA.
And IFA is the Bollywood Awards. It's like the Bollywood Oscars.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's the Academy Awards.
Did you present?
Indian. I did.
And did you do it in Durku?
What's that?
I don't know. That was an Indian language.
You were going to say something else.
Did you do it with an accent?
No.
Why?
I did it as...
Were you afraid you'd be called a racist if you did?
Yes.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm one of those...
You heard what happened to Haley.
I'm one of those wussies.
Yeah.
That, you know, as America keeps changing...
You can't even crack a joke about getting a tan.
Exactly.
That's all she did.
Right.
We're talking about your daughter.
Right.
Cracked a joke about getting a tan, and the next thing you know, she's having to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything.
And listen, somebody else we know used the F word, which rhymes with maggot. You follow me?
Yes.
Right. So.
That wasn't exactly subtle.
Well, I had to make my point clear,
didn't
I?
There you go. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you actually clarified which F word you were discussing. So,
right.
Yes.
And somebody said to me, like, 15 years ago, that was just such a loosely hearted, almost joking expression.
Yeah, not anymore.
But that's my point.
Right.
And it's the point that you're making tonight.
Well, I'm trying to.
Which is, now there is such a crazy hypersensitivity to everything.
Yeah.
Like, nothing, you know, nothing is as it was before. It's like we got this Kairos crazy racism thing going on, and you know, and it, you know, the only thing that comes to mind for me about this topic is pretty simple, which is, I just don't understand how some people get a free pass and some people don't.
Yeah, I've been told it has to do with the color of the person's skin that's being the racist.
And
Jay-Z wears a medal and publicly states that white people are devils, mm-hmm. and gets to sit courtside at the Barclays Center, the newest NBA arena in the league, and sit there in all of his glory and high five and everything else, calling white people devils.
Mm-hmm.
This dude, Mr. Sterling, says it, you know, pillow talk with his little hussy that he's not married to, and she tape records it illegally, and he gets lifetime suspension. Where's the consistency there? Oh, well, Jay-Z's not a racist because he's a non-white. Only whites can be racist, is what they tell us.
I'll tell you the two moments in the last 6 years that just changed my perception on all this forever. It was when we had a caller. He was African-American. He was talking about...
I remember that.
Yeah, and I basically said, so what you're saying is you now accept, regardless of anything, color, this, that... When the political people that you want to support clearly, unequivocally demonstrate that they do not tell the truth, you're okay with that. And he said, I absolutely accept that, particularly about Barack Obama. If you
just
think,
the way it goes.
He just said, it doesn't matter to me that, even in his own opinion, even for someone voting for Barack Obama, he said, if he's got to lie because that's just part of what he has to do to be a politician and do his job, I'm all right with that. That changed my mind tremendously in the last 6 years, number one. Number two, I used to go to a church in the state of New York.
Right.
And one of the founding members, one of the pillars of that community, came up to me when I went to go use the restroom in the middle of a church,
yeah,
with a magazine, and said, while Barack Obama was running for president, she said to me, did you say these things about Barack Obama? I said, yeah, I gave my opinions about what I think of him as, you know, X, Y, and Z as a candidate. And she said, how do you think I'm expected to bring other black people to this church?
Because she was African-American.
Right. She said, how can you expect me to do? And I looked at her and I said, are we really a church right now? And I'm going to Israel and you're asking me to, I mean, this is a Christian talking to me. I said, this was crazy. And she said to me, quote, you will never understand the dynamic of the black struggle.
And I don't even necessarily disagree with her on that level, because I haven't walked a mile in her shoes. But does that mean that the only people that are racists are white guys who own basketball teams? Let's take your calls next when we come back. It's Baldwin McCullough.
four radio talk show hosts
in a village called Kadwa.
Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
673. Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin.
Hey, don't be so racist. That's about all it takes now.
Well, I am a homie.
To just pull a, because you're walking down the street. Why are you so racist? What I do? I'm walking down the street. But there's times when we make a big deal about it. This guy, L.A. Clippers owner, he's like, talking to his hussy in the boudoir, and she's taping him, and he doesn't know it.
And look, when you get old, you should probably stay up on technological advances and stuff. And how about this? Don't sleep with women you're not married to. You probably won't get, you know, in this kind of trouble. Mm-hmm. And then don't say racist things to them. So he's a vile, disgusting human being. He says vile, disgusting things. He's been doing it, actually, for a really long time. I don't know why just now it started being like, oh, well, we have to punish him tremendously. But you got Jay-Z, white people are devils. He gets to be an owner, part owner of the Brooklyn Nets, sit courtside. Same exact situation. Mm-hmm. He's just not the majority owner. How come? 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Gino from New York, listening to our flagship AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Gino, welcome.
As I said before, if Stevie B is missing in action, I should be there to replace him. Because after all, you want me to call you a Nancy boy to your face. Now,
I just don't think you ever will, Gino.
Yeah, all right. Don't worry. We'll talk about that when Stevie B's out the next time. Well, anyway, let me add to that.
July 4th, my friend.
Gosh, I can leave right now.
Yeah, okay. Keep
just,
it up.
Just don't drive.
Boy. All right, listen. Here's the rogues list, the gallery that you also left out, other than Latrell Sprewell and Jay-Z.
Right.
Okay, Charles Barkley, they actually showed his mugshot for his DWI arrest on ESPN, so I guess ESPN must be racist, too. Jason Kidd, he's the head coach of the Nets, got a championship ring with the Dallas Mavericks. He just smacked around his wife and got arrested for domestic violence, but he got a slap on the wrist. He's not banned for life. Kobe Bryant, of course, cheated on his wife, celebrated case, had to pay her off. Michael Jordan, a detestable degenerate gambler. It's a miracle he still makes money from Hanes commercials. Now, Magic Johnson got the AIDS virus because he slept around with whores, but mysteriously he didn't give it to his wife. So, of course, he's a par excellence. You know, Jay-Z, you mentioned, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson Sr. and Jr. Jr.'s in prison because he's a corrupt politician. Sr. blackmails corporations to force them to hire blacks, whether they're qualified or not. The NAACP, the LA chapter, was more than happy to take this guy's money.
That was almost unbelievable.
They took his money. Yep. They were going to give him a Lifetime Achievement Award. The fool who was the chairman of that chapter in LA had to resign because of his own stupidity. Spike Lee, he was willing to form a lynch mob for George Zimmerman. He actually posted Zimmerman's address on the internet, and it turned out it wasn't Zimmerman.
Yeah, wrong Zimmerman.
It was an elderly white couple who got terrorized by those thugs because they wanted to lynch him. Those two innocent victims had to move away from their Central Florida home.
So, Gino, to my point, because you're making it quite well.
Thank you.
What is the rule for how to use racism in legitimate dialogue today? Because I don't, by the way, me pointing out this inconsistency doesn't mean I approve of what Donald Sterling said. I find him to be reprehensible. I find Jay-Z to be reprehensible. So how does one try to have an actual dialogue about genuine racism and trying to eliminate it in a day in which people manipulate it so carefully for their own gain?
You can't, because the media, the left-wing maggots that infest the body politic of America, will only consider racism to be a one-edged sword, whereas I consider it to be a double-edged sword. It cuts both to the political left and the political right. If somebody calls me a whopper, a dago, or some other stupid ethnic slur, I'm going to retaliate, and I'm not going to call a spade, or a spade a shovel. I'm going to call them a word I can't use on the radio or on your show, and I'm going to give them the same evil dose of foul medicine that they give to white people. This guy was the perfect guy, the perfect foil for the left. He's a billionaire, he's white, but meanwhile, you go look at his background, he gave to the NAACP and other liberal causes. His money was good enough until he got surreptitiously audio taped by that gold digging little hussy, as you call her. And of course, because she's black, she gets a free pass. But meanwhile, she's even more hated than Sterling is because of what he did and how he exposed the lunacy and the stupidity of the LA chapter of the NAACP. So here's my solution. You want to be a dumbass? You want to be a nitwit? It doesn't matter what race, color, creed you are. You're going to be a nitwit, and I'm going to call you out on that. But if you're going to start making people racist worse than murderers, rapists, armed robbers, drug dealers, or sexual predators like the ones that used to be on my caseload when I was a probation officer, then you got a problem with me, and I'm going to call you out because you're a numbskull.
All right, Gino. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. It is weird, Stephen, that we have elevated racism in today's, I don't know, public sin arena to be bigger than, like, child molestation and murder and all this other stuff. Like, if you do those things, you just go to jail and then people forget about you. But if you're a racist, you're like, oh, he was the racist, like, forever.
Well, it's interesting to me. I was looking at the information in Africa of those girls that were kidnapped from the private school. If you remember that?
Yep.
230. I mean, it's an astronomical dynamic. I mean, you're a parent, you bring your kid to school, you know, and to grab 230 kids,
yeah,
you know, many trucks needed to pull up, and these guys came in, they were dressed as guards or police or something, and just took these kids. Went across the border, and now they're selling them, and the government of the next country with where this is, you know, where they're being sold, they know what's going on.
Right.
And
both
just,
governments know.
And here's the statement that's going to get me in trouble, which is, you know, Trayvon Martin could have been Barack Obama's son, but none of those gals could have been his daughter.
That's an interesting point.
You know, 230 black girls from Africa get abducted by gunpoint, and nobody does anything. And it just makes me wonder, gosh, one Trayvon Martin, but 230 little girls in Africa, not one of them could have been his daughter.
Interesting. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey. Hi, Ralph. Welcome. Ralph, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening to you. Good evening to Stevie.
Ralph, I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. We're going to break. Come right back. I'll take your call. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for...
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
So glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough live from New York. If you're watching by way of the television networks, that's a very packed piece of Times Square. But he's Baldwin, I'm McCullough, and we're live every Saturday night, and we hope that you'll join us. 888-340-3373. Just before the break, Ralph's listening to our big flagship, our big blowtorch flagship in New York called AM970 The Answer. And Ralph, you wanted to make your thoughts. We're talking about racism. We're talking about the manipulation of this and how people use it today, and I want to get your thoughts here.
Let me go right to the point of the double standard, okay?
Okay.
And let me appeal to everyone to go to YouTube and look at white girls bleed a lot, okay? Because right there, it will open your eyes and your senses to black bigotry and black racism being on the move in this country. And the double standard as well. Al Sharpton is a man who has made his reputation 30 years as a racial terrorist who provoked and incite, people who are non-black. And we can, the Tawana Brody case is a good example of that. You know, he still has to apologize to Stephen Pagones and Robert Abrams for ruining the career and the lives.
And I don't want to get too much in the weeds on this stuff, Ralph. What I want to ask is, how can we start shifting the dialogue let me finish making my point. How do we shift the dialogue from talking about just all the sins of racists that have already committed all this racism to really having an honest discussion where we can say this is the problem, but here's how we get past it. If people that are going to talk about it only do so in kind of the narrow, manipulated funnels that they do currently.
You are dreaming in the ideal world, and there is no such a thing as an ideal
okay.
world.
Well, then, I guess we give up and go home then.
Let me just finish this, okay? Because of the fact that I'm of the opinion Obama is waging a hate campaign right now in this country by race baiting and playing the race card. That's a reality.
You may be that I don't have any evidence to dispute you on that.
That is a reality.
Yeah.
The latest episode of that is that case in Oklahoma with the death penalty. The racial issue was involved in that case, and he exploited that. Just when I think he would stay away from that matter, there he is, right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Trayvon Martin thing.
Oh,
thanks,
please.
Ralph. Appreciate the call. Yeah, it was weird, Stephen. The president comes out yesterday, and I actually saw a headline that I mistook. I was reading on my very tiny phone, and I was looking at the headlines, and I thought the headline said Obama to weigh in on botched abortion, and it was a botched execution. It was the case in Oklahoma where they didn't get the cocktail just right. The guy struggled for a few minutes, and he died of a heart attack instead of, drifting off peacefully, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the president's promising to weigh in on this and trying to make, some hay of it now. And I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. A killer got justice. That seemed good to me. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. One phone line open and more of your calls when we continue. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC.
Yo.
It's Baldwin McCullough. We're back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website. website, BrightsideBend.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com, or call 866-735-2255.